Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, folks. Here we are back on here, here at Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries. Thank you so much for understanding all the technical difficulties, and great to have you back on with us. Well, folks, thank you again for coming back with us on the show. And again, I was not paying attention when I was putting this episode together last week and was not paying attention to the timing of the show. And instead of 45 minutes, it was set for 15 minutes. And when I looked up at the on-air live streaming that we had left, it said we only had 7 or 8 minutes left in the show. So again, I apologize to all of you who took time out of your busy schedule to join us on the show here on this Saturday afternoon as I am coming to you live from Lincoln, Rhode Island, after being in Israel for 2.5 weeks with Dr. Todd Baker and myself. And I want to talk a little bit about the 34th Gospel Outreach to Israel, and then I want to give you a Bible prophecy update. And so if you are listening to the show live, if you would like to interact with us by sending a Bible prophecy question, you can do that by going to august.dayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. august.dayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to be on the air live, you can call the toll-free number at 877-659-8944. And that is a toll-free number all across the United States, 877-659-8944. You can also follow me on the social networks. You can find me on Facebook. You can send a friend request to me to keep up with us and the ministry and what's going on. Simply August Rosado there on Facebook. Also, you can find me on Twitter, Bible_prophecy, or just simply my name, August Rosado. And, of course, we use Twitter for all of our news events and Facebook for ministry updates and things of that sort. And also on LinkedIn. You can find me there, simply Evangelist August Rosado. And folks, you can also go to our website at todayinbibleprophecy.org. And while you are there, you can sign up for our free newsletter. It goes out every single week via your email box. It goes out every single week, and I know that it will be a blessing to you. So again, go to todayinbibleprophecy.org and type in the email sign-up box your email address, hit send, and you'll start receiving our weekly Bible prophecy newsletters. Last week and the week before, we were doing this radio show live from the Holy Land, from the land of Israel. And Dr. Todd Baker was gracious enough to let us use his phone there, which had a lot of unlimited minutes. And we ended up using the phone in order to do the broadcast. So we did 2 broadcasts from the Holy Land. That's the very first time that I have done a broadcast there in the Holy Land. And so I had no idea that you can actually rent a phone from them with unlimited minutes on it in the U.S. and in Israel. And so now that we know this, we're going to start doing our programs live from Israel from now on when we're over there, the Holy Land. So on this program today, I'm going to be talking about the 34th Gospel Outreach that Dr. Todd Baker and myself did and how the hand of God was moving mightily on behalf of Brother Todd and myself there in the land of Israel. And then I got a phone call from Dr. Baker yesterday, and I know he's probably listening live to the show today. And he informed me about the upcoming dates for our fall gospel outreach to Israel. And him and I will be going back to Israel December 6th and coming back on December the 23rd. And folks, we need your prayers. And we also need your financial support to help us to get over there to Israel for the gospel outreach there in the Holy Land. We need your prayers, and we need your financial support to get it done. You responded to Dr. Baker and myself when we was there for 2.5 weeks. You sent the money. We really appreciate that, for your financial help. I'm going to be going out there with him twice a year, but, of course, in the spring, I will have our annual Bible prophecy tour. It's not an evangelistic tour per se, even though we do have opportunities to pass out Bibles here and there, but this is more a Bible tour where I will be teaching Bible prophecy on location. And so if you would like to come with my wife and I to Israel, March 14th through the 24th, 2016, you can do so by going to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. Click on the link to the Christian Tours to Israel website. There you look at the itinerary, the registration, and the terms and conditions. So, folks, we're 9 months out from our Bible prophecy tour to Israel. You would still have time to make those arrangements, and if you don't have a passport, get your passport as soon as possible. You are still within that time frame to do so. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send out for a new passport because mine expires in another 8 months or so. And so when your passport is within 6 months of expiration, no country is going to allow you in. And so if you don't have a passport, you need to get one right now. But we would love to have you join us on the Bible Prophecy Tour to Israel, March 14th through the 24th of 2016. You will also be going to Petra, as I will be teaching Bible prophecy there in Petra. But again, folks, I'll be leaving for Israel this fall, December 6th through the 23rd, with Dr. Todd Baker for the 36th Gospel Outreach. He'll be going back in October with a few other people with him to evangelize the Jewish people. And, folks, if you can help Dr. Baker for the October trip, you can go to his website, searchthescripturesonline.com. Searchthescripturesonline.org. And you can help Dr. Baker to get back there to Israel in October to evangelize the Jewish people. And then, of course, him and I will be back there in December doing the same thing. So, again, we need your prayers and your financial support. Also, Dr. Baker notified me yesterday that Zola Levitt Ministries will be sending him and I to Rome, April 24th to May the 4th of 2016. Folks, we are going to Rome to do what we do in Israel. We'll be sharing the gospel with the people of Rome right there in Vatican City. And we're also going to be doing some Bible teaching while we are out there and to see how Rome, and in particular the Vatican, will play a major role in Bible prophecy. So we also need your prayers concerning that Rome missions outreach, Lord willing, next year. So we're really excited, folks, that God has been opening the doors for me to go into the world and preach the gospel. That is the great commission that Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, gave us in Matthew 20:19, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And yet Jesus said that on a mountain overlooking the Galilee, one of three commissions that he gave his disciples. And Dr. Todd Baker and I were standing right on that very hill overlooking the Sea of Galilee, and we did a video teaching from there that we are going to be making into a DVD. And so when that DVD is ready, we are going to let you know how you can get a copy of that DVD. So God is really opening a lot of doors. Oh, and by the way, my wife and I will be leaving for Belize in October, where I will be preaching out there for a Bible prophecy conference in the country of Belize. I've never been to Belize before, and this will be a first time for me. So we are looking forward to going to Belize in October. So we also ask you, ladies and gentlemen, if you can please keep that in prayer as well. Now, with all that said, what I want to do is talk about the 34th Israel outreach and then give you a Bible prophecy update. But don't forget, the last Saturday of July, I am going to have Dr. Todd Baker on my show. I am going to make him a regular monthly contributor to the show. And I believe that Dr. Baker gives a lot of insight, very knowledgeable. And I really enjoy doing a lot of Bible teaching, video teaching out there in Israel on this past tour we just came on. And so Todd Baker will be with us the last Saturday of July at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, folks, as you well know, Dr. Todd Baker and I finished the 34th Gospel Outreach to the Jewish people in Israel. And now we are back home in the United States. We are thrilled to report to you that we passed out 78 Bibles. That is a record, folks. For all the 33 times that Dr. Baker has been out there, they've never passed out 78 Bibles, him and three other people. They've never passed out 78 Bibles. But just two people, him and I, on this 34th gospel outreach, we passed out 78 Bibles and went one-on-one witnessing and sharing the gospel with the Jewish people in malls, in storefronts, wherever we felt the Lord was opening the door for us. So that was a record of passing out 78 Bibles. And I also am thrilled to report to you that Dr. Baker and I had the privilege to win three people to Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, two Jewish men and one Arab woman. The first Jewish person we led to the Lord was in Kiryat Shmona, right near the Lebanese border. His name is Ohad, and he owns a sports shop in a mall. We had the opportunity to share the gospel with him, and he called upon the name of the Lord in faith. We even put it on video. It was amazing. Second Jewish man was a waiter at a restaurant that Todd and I had dinner in Haifa, whose name is Nir, N-I-R, Nir. And we led him to the Lord. And the Arab woman that we led to the Lord, her name was is Isabel, and she lives in Akko. So three people, two Jews, one Arab, came to faith in the Lord Jesus as their Savior and Messiah. And as I said, folks, Dr. Baker and I had good, successful, one-on-one witness with the Jewish people in sharing the gospel. We were sharing the gospel with Jews who are agnostic, atheist, or just open-minded. And folks, the Jews in Israel today are ripe and open to the gospel contrary to popular belief. I had a pastor on Facebook contact me, and he said thought it was illegal to share the gospel in Israel. And I told him that was a misconception in the church today. Folks, Israel is a democracy with freedom of religion. The only democracy in the Middle East, surrounded by 22 Arab dictatorships. In Israel, you have the freedom to evangelize, the freedom to share the gospel. Now, of course, there are issues, but not with the government, but with the Orthodox Jews and anti-missionary organizations out there. But folks, this should never discourage Bible believers from trying to reach out to the Jewish people, whether in Israel or at home. I believe it is a mandate by the Lord himself to share the gospel with Jewish people, as Jesus did in Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. Jesus said, "I've come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He said the same thing in Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 24. He came to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the Jewish people. Paul the Apostle, a first century born-again Orthodox Jewish rabbi, as a Jewish missionary to the Gentiles, Paul never missed an opportunity to enter a Jewish synagogue and share the gospel with the Jewish people of his day. And we find this throughout the book of Acts. Well, there are those out there today, like Mark Biltz, who is a Jewish quote-unquote believer, and I use that term loosely. He also is the one that founded the Blood Moon Craze. And John Hagee, who endorsed Blitz's Blood Moon Hype, are now at each other's throats as to who discovered the Blood Moon drama. But I say all that to say this. Both Biltz and Hagee said that Jewish missionaries like myself and Dr. Todd Baker have no business trying to share the gospel with Jews, since they believe Jews are already saved due to their physical descendancy, Abraham. According to Biltz and Hagee, Jews are already saved because they keep the law. They need to read the book of Galatians, where Paul refutes that big time. This is false doctrine and contradicts the words of Jesus in Matthew 10:6. Again, I quote it, "I've come to the lost sheep." He never said the saved sheep. Jesus said the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But according to Hagee, they're already saved. Would Biltz and Hagee tell Jesus he has no business reaching his brethren, his flesh and blood, the Jewish people? Would they say the same thing to the Apostle Paul? This teaching among Biltz and Hagee is called dual covenant theology, and it is unbiblical. Romans chapter 3, verse 9 says, "What then, are we better than they? No, no wise. For we have before proved, both Jew and Gentile, that they are all under sin." Paul says, as Jews, we're not better than the Gentiles, because we are all under sin. If Jews were already saved according to Biltz and Hagee, well, then they're not under that condemnation. But they are under that condemnation as well as Gentiles, because they're lost. They're unregenerated. They don't know the Lord Jesus as personal Savior. Paul said in Romans 3:10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." There is not one righteous person in God's. That person comes under the blood of the Lord Jesus. And Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Doesn't matter how religious you are, from a pope to a pastor. Everybody is a sinner in need of a Savior. And that Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is both the Savior for the Jew and he is the Savior for the Gentile. Hanke says, well, Jesus is not the Savior for the Jews because the Jews are already saved. Jesus is the Savior for the Gentiles, the non-Jews, but he's not the Savior for the Jews. That smacks right in the face of Scripture, folks. On another note, as I said already, folks, Dr. Baker and myself will be back in Israel December 6th to the 23rd for another Jewish outreach, and we need your prayers and your financial support to send us to the Holy Land to evangelize the gospel to the Jewish people as well as to the Arabs. Again, you can go to Dr. Baker's website, searchthescripturesonline.org, or to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. And again, we were notified that Zola Levitt Ministries will be sending us to Rome April 24th to May 4th, 2016, and we will go to Vatican City to share the gospel. I believe, folks, that time is of the essence, as we believe the church age is about to come to a close, and the rapture of the church could happen at any moment. Folks, listen to me, please, very carefully. I believe America has declared war on God with a recent Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage. Recently, the Oklahoma Supreme Court ordered the removal of the Ten Commandments, calling it unconstitutional. America has become its own worst enemy. Never mind ISIS. America is at war with God and with itself, and is ripe for God's wrath. Ever since SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, we call that short, SCOTUS, ever since SCOTUS legalized sodomy, same-sex marriage, there have been tornadoes touching down all over the United States. Shark attacks are on the increase at beaches, 25 so far, and I don't believe that's the end of it. And 15,000 bees swarmed the entrance of the U.S. Senate as reported by CNN. Folks, do you think this is all a coincidence? I don't believe that it is. I believe this is just the tip of the iceberg of God's judgment that will come and without remedy. And I will tell you this, no political power or national army or Supreme Court of the United States will stop the judgment of God. I believe all of this is paving the way for the tribulation period and the revealing of the Antichrist. There are three forms of judgment that God sends on a nation. There is the warning stage, there is the wrath stage, and then there is the destruction stage. I believe America has passed stage one and is right now experiencing stage two. And if America does not repent, America will experience stage three. God has done it many times with past world empires in the scriptures, brought these mighty empires down because they were also at war with God and God's people. And I believe all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is indeed paving the way for the Antichrist to come on the scene. America has replaced morals with immorals. America has replaced righteousness with unrighteousness. America has replaced light for darkness. We have a presidential administration that is an enemy to Israel as well as the Bible-believing churches. And folks, please listen to me. In these last days, we need to stick to biblical principles and convictions without wavering. Because what we are seeing right now is a religious war being waged by the American government on God-fearing, Bible-believing, blood-washed Christians. They're trying to take away our voice, the only morals in America. They're doing away with the Ten Commandments, and now it seems like they want to do away with the Word of God. And when we speak out in love towards such people that this is wrong, we are considered hate mongers. It's like they're also trying to take away our freedom of speech. And it's okay for these people to walk in the streets half naked, showing their buttocks, and yet blaspheme in the name of Jesus Christ. But yet when we speak out in love and say that this is wrong, we're the haters. We're the radicals. And even in some countries, folks, you cannot say that homosexuality is a sin without going to jail. I believe this is exactly where this is going in the United States of America. And right now, and my heart aches when I say this, we see a major shift now among churches and church leaders who are now saying, calm down, calm your tone, and do not speak out against sodomy or same-sex marriage. And you have others in the church that are now embracing it. Folks, this is sad. I've already went at it with one individual on Facebook, says he's a Christian, goes to a church, which really don't mean much anymore. And he was telling Dr. Baker and I that we're not being loving towards sinners. Despite Dr. Baker and I saying numerous times that we love the homosexuals, we love the lesbians, we disavow any type of violence against anybody because of a sexual orientation. But we love them enough to tell them the truth that this lifestyle is an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus chapter 20 and verse number 13, Romans chapter 1 verses 23-32, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9-11, Revelation chapter 9 verses 20-21. Folks, I could just go on and on and on and on. We love the homosexual enough. We love the lesbian enough. We love the transgender enough to tell them that not only will this lifestyle destroy you physically, also destroy your soul eternally. We love them enough tell them that message so nobody can accuse any of us of being hateful. Now, I know that you got some idiots out there, like the Westboro Baptist Church, and believe me, they're idiots with a capital I. They don't represent Bible-believing Christianity. They don't represent me. Those people are full of hate, and they're doing nothing equal to the Lord. You have nothing better to do than to go and picket the funeral of a U.S. serviceman that gave his life to defend you and your stupid comments? Now, folks, I get choked up over that. They go and picket servicemen that have died defending this country, defending their right to be idiots. They'll picket the funeral of a little 4-year-old boy that got hit by a car. What rhyme or reason does... What is that going to prove? These people are godless, and they're of Satan, if you ask me. They don't represent Bible-believing Christianity. A true, born-again, blood-washed child of God will show love to everyone and to show them that they can be delivered from their sin, delivered from this abomination, and be transformed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And so, folks, that's our message. But unfortunately, we see now the church shifting away and saying, if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. Folks, I just spoke with a preacher friend of mine a few hours ago. We were talking about this very subject. And he said that there was one pastor, wouldn't say who or where, who got behind his pulpit and said, what happened, happened with the Supreme Court. I am not going to speak out against this or say anything about it. God's going to handle it. Because he has family in his church, and there are other family members in his church who have other family members that are homosexual. And he said, I don't want to lose people. It took me a long time to build up 200 people in my church. I'm not going to say anything to jeopardize that. Shame on you. You have no business even being behind the pulpit or even pastoring a church, for that matter. Folks, it reminds me of the message to the seven churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. Jesus Christ had a message for each and every one of those seven churches. Now think about this with me for a moment. Out of the seven churches that Jesus Christ had a message for, only two of those churches were commended by the Lord Jesus. Smyrna, known as the persecuted church, and Philadelphia, the spiritual, God-fearing Bible church. Two out of the seven churches were commended by the Lord Jesus. The other five came under harsh criticism and condemnation by the Lord Jesus. Smyrna was persecuted because of their stand against the evils of their day. They were being persecuted for it, just as you and I are being persecuted right now for taking a stand for righteousness, godliness, and holiness. The Church of Philadelphia was blessed because of their biblical stand. And as I said, folks, the other five churches came under Christ's condemnation because they capitulated to the world. Just like we see those in the church doing right now, capitulated. May God help us never to capitulate to the world. As a Bible believer, you'll have families that will not talk with you, have nothing to do with you. Friends, co-workers, but folks, remember what Jesus Christ said. He said, I've come to send a division. Jesus Christ came. Jesus Christ came to divide. He said, if you put your mother and your father and your children before me, you're not worthy of me, he said. Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law. I would rather be in a Philadelphian-style type church, a Smyrna-style type church, than any of those other five churches that Jesus Christ had harsh words for. And you know something? There are only a remnant today of Smyrna/Philadelphia-style Bible-believing churches in our midst today in America. The other churches out there in America today are all in the same category as the other five churches that Jesus Christ had harsh words for. God have mercy on us today for failing to speak out in truth and in love. Paul said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. America is right now experiencing stage two of God's wrath, and it's going to get worse. But folks, if it continues the way that it is, and it looks like that will be the case, America is heading towards stage three. And that is destruction from the hands of God, which is the reason why I do not see America anywhere in Bible prophecy. I see her nowhere in Bible prophecy, not one specific scripture that talks about America in prophecy. That's got to be telling you something. If I had to really, really look to try to find American prophecy without allegorizing or spiritualizing or taking something out of context, as many are doing today in the prophecy world, the closest I can come to finding America in Bible prophecy is Zechariah chapter 14 and verse number 2. God says, I will gather all nations Jerusalem for battle. If America, is even still around, she will be one of the countries to come up against the state of Israel. Dr. Todd Baker and I were just down in the Kidron Valley. We did a Bible study lesson right there on video. The Kidron Valley, known as the Valley of Jehoshaphat, in Joel chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Verses 12 through 14, where God says he will gather all the nations of the world in that very valley and will judge them on behalf of Israel. And if America is even still around at that time, she will be one of the countries to come up against Israel. May we never, ever, folks, capitulate to this world. We need to keep our biblical principles and convictions without wavering. We speak the truth to homosexuals and lesbians and all these others, but we do it in love. But we must reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering. Never, ever water down the truth. Because, folks, I believe the age is set. The actors are in place. And the curtain is about to go up. on the end time drama. And maybe you're somebody, you're listening to the show today, and you're saying, you know, August, what you said made a whole lot of sense. I've been caught up in homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, and I'm a mess. I don't know what my future is going to hold for me. That's what one current homosexual just said. I don't know what my future is going to hold for me. Well, if you don't repent of that sin, I can tell you exactly what your future is going to hold for you. It will be eternal destruction in a lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Where the Bible says that the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. That will be your future. But you know something? It doesn't have to be that way. Jesus Christ can change and transform your life, make you a new person. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, lesbian, Jesus Christ can change and transform your life. You say, well, August, how do I do that? Simply pray something like this. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. Lord, I repent of my sins today and change my attitude. I change my heart. And I realize for the first time that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord Jesus, would you forgive me of my sins? Come into my heart. I now receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. I receive your free gift of eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul today and giving me a home in heaven. It's in your precious name I pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you folks. If you prayed that prayer, send me an email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Let me know you prayed that prayer so that I can rejoice with you and send you some information in the mail that will help you in your new walk with the Lord Jesus and direct you to a good, local, solid, Bible-believing, gospel-preaching church in your area where you can fellowship with other believers. So, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Don't forget to join me next Saturday as I will be in Pekin, Illinois, where I will be preaching at the New Testament Baptist Church for a Bible prophecy conference. If you live anywhere in the Pekin, Illinois area, come and visit us at New Testament Missionary Baptist Church, pastored by Roger Hamilton. And we are looking forward to being with them and seeing what God is going to do. Then I'll be in Morris, Illinois, at the Freedom Baptist Church, Brother Joel Robertson and all of his wonderful people, for another week-long prophecy conference. And then our New England prophecy conference with myself and Dr. Jimmy DeYoung at the Greater Rhode Island Baptist Temple. So until next week, August Rosado saying, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.